Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs around 83 today under mainly clear skies. Lows level off around 62. Tonight, clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 86. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. 83 Saturday with a chance for storms. 86 Sunday, storms continue. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 81 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Two missing children from Kansas were found using flock cameras in Jacksonville. The Jacksonville, Illinois Police Department said it received an alert from Lock Safety on Friday, September 4th about missing children. The department was sent an image of the vehicle and a close-up of the license plate, allowing officers to identify if this was a valid alert. According to the Jacksonville Police Department, the alert was confirmed as a valid record on the National Crime Information Center through the Illinois Law Enforcement Agency's data system. Officers located the vehicle and the two children who matched the description. The children were taken to the Jacksonville Police Department and later released to family. The Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson will open tomorrow for its first day. Rides have arrived by the truckload and hundreds of vendors have moved into their spaces. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Truck Stuff is well known for being your go-to spot for all truck accessories. One of our top items are bed covers to keep your items safe and out of the elements. We have an enormous in-stock selection, the most popular being the hard fold-up Lomax and the soft roll-up Laredo. We offer professional installation and keep grabber tools from access on hand to make it easy to grab items in the back of your bed. Come see us today at Truck Stuff. Just look for the Jeep mural on Washington and Central.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
You listen when your body says, I'm tired, or I'm hungry. What if your body said something else might be wrong? Gynecologic cancers, cervical, ovarian, and uterine cancers have symptoms, so pay attention. If your body says something may be wrong, please listen. Learn the symptoms. Get the inside knowledge about gynecologic cancers. A message from HHS and CDC's Inside Knowledge Campaign.
With a new school year in full swing for Kansas students and teachers, the Kansas Board of Education is making a strong effort to ensure that devices are being used for education only. Recently, the Kansas Board of Education met in Topeka. They discussed school-issued devices and the impact they have on student learning. The board discussed a new policy they are planning to enforce on Kansas school districts. They're asking districts for more transparency when it comes to what school-issued devices, such as laptops and tablets, are being used for. President Trump pledged yesterday to send every American adult $5,000 if Republicans retain control of the House and Senate in the midterm elections. Senator Roger Marshall posted, comment on how you would spend your $5,000 Trump dividend when Republicans win in November. The promise would cost more than $1 trillion. I'm Stephanie Austin.
We know you love the RV lifestyle, whether it's a camper, motorhome, or travel trailer. Make sure you have the right insurance policy for your next trip. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer affordable plans with great coverage for your needs. We can customize your policy to ensure your days of leisure are stress-free. Protect your home away from home with affordable recreational vehicle insurance from Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, I'm Bitterbeck on Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Response after a Lancaster County resident officially filed an emergency lawsuit against the Nebraska Secretary of State Bob Evnen, along with their sponsors of a ballot petition known as the Fairness for Girls, seeking to remove the case from the November ballot. According to the lawsuit, it alleges that the Fairness for Girls amendment should not have been certified for the election due to its illegally insufficiency. Where, according to the claims in the statement, they say it does not fully explain the legal implications of the petition. According to the filings with the Lancaster County Court, the statement reads, quote, the objection of the petition is to amend the Nebraska Constitution to establish constitutional protections for sex-separate athletes and ensure equal access access to athletic opportunities for females. According to the Secretary of State's office, they did announce back on August 28th that the measure would make it to the November ballot, where the Nebraska statute requires the ballot to be certified at least 50 days prior to the election that falls on this coming September 11th. Nebraska and Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Fall season is finally here. Are you ready? You will be with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned right here all season long as we give you updates directly from the farm with harvest updates across the country. From Texas all the way up to the Dakotas, we have your daily crop progress reports, quality reports, harvest delays, co-op and price updates on your crop, and so much more. Let us help you have a successful harvest this year, and it all starts right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. Winnegar Drilling offers water well drilling, water well service, trenching services, and so much more. Give them a call today, 316-729-5881, or find them online at winnegardrilling.com.
Cal Winnegar Drilling.
We'll bring that water up.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Big Give Gage County is Thursday, a community-wide giving event with in-person locations operating at the Vintage Venue in Beatrice throughout the day from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., in Wymore at the Heritage Inn downtown from 7:30 a.m. until 2, and in Odell at the Public Library from 11 to 1. Online contributions can be made. Additional information on the various causes supported are at biggivegage.org. Frankfort Citywide Garage Sales, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Maps available at sale locations and City Hall. Washington Chamber of Commerce will host a 9/11 25th Anniversary Remembrance Friday, 8:30 a.m. on the west side of the courthouse grounds. In Marysville, first responders annually continue a tradition of a moment of silence on Broadway downtown. Football homecoming Friday for Valley Heights. King candidates are Everson Parker, Aiden Unruh, and Charlie Waters. Queen candidates Lindsey Gray, Paige Miller, and Avery Stevenson. Booster Club tailgate party begins at 5:30 Friday with a free will donation cheeseburger meal, as well as a fan zone fun, crowning Friday at halftime of the football game with Donovan West. Homecoming is also Friday at Frankfort. King candidates are Octavian Goody, Henry Ketter, and Cale Cook. Queen candidates Miley Haug, Alice Hyman, and Tessa Parthamer. Wildcats will host Linden. First National Bank in Frankfort is hosting a tailgate celebration with a complimentary lunch Friday to go from 11 to 1 on the lawn at the First National Bank. Pony Express Gravel Dash will include a number of activities Friday evening with the Gravel Dash Race on Saturday in Marysville.
So we have a new website this year in conjunction with the One Marysville website. So there is a Gravel Dash page also, pxgd.com, I believe, or just go to One Marysville. There's links to get to the page, and there'll be the schedule of events. There are other events during the day on Saturday. After the bikes take off at 7:30, we have the half marathon and 5K as a fundraiser for St. Gregory's School. We also have the kids fun ride for 12 and under. I believe that starts at 9. And then there's going to be, I think we're having a band. I'm not sure the time frame on that yet, but there's a lot of, we try to keep a lot of activities going on throughout the day. Finish line will be open till 7:30 p.m. Saturday evening. So come down and check it out.
Blackhawks Motorcycle Club benefit poker run Saturday, registration 11 to 12:30 at Little Haps in Home City, with stops in Beatty, Seneca, Onega, Frankfort, and Marysville. Hands due back by 5 at the Marysville American Legion, where a 50-50 pot and silent auction will be featured from 3 until 7 p.m., with a free will barbecue serving 5 until 7. For details, contact Ron Feldhausen, John Unger, or Jeff Schell. All proceeds raised will go toward fighting cancer for Aaron Wurtenberger and Veronica Olmsted. Lake Idlewild Showcase Sunday. Recent improvements, including trails and a shelter house, will be showcased, along with planned improvements going forward. Tours of the trails and lakes begin at 3, with rides provided as needed. Public welcome to bring a lawn chair and stay for a cookout to follow Sunday at Lake Idlewild, north of Waterville. That project will be the focus of our public affairs program this weekend, airing at 7:10 Saturday morning on TNDY. A celebration of life is planned Saturday, September 12, for Candy Maniff, age 60, of Marysville, who passed away August 26th. Celebration Saturday at noon at the Chapel Oaks Funeral Home in Highland, with a visitation Friday, 10 until 5. Chapel Oaks Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Candy Maniff. Robert N. Bob Mick, age 80, of Wymore, passed away September 3rd. The gathering is planned Saturday at 3 at his home in Wymore with a private graveside service at the Wymore Cemetery. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Bob Mick. Charles M. Chuck Votipka, age 46, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral Mass Monday at 10:30 with a rosary at 10 from St. Augustine's Catholic Church in Washington. Burial Monday afternoon at St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery near Alexandria, Nebraska. Family visitation Sunday 4 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Chuck Votipka.
Hear that? That's the sound of summer coming to an end. Between homework, last-minute projects, and busy schedules all coming back, let us help keep your kids connected for learning while giving you the tools needed to keep them safe online. With Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi, you'll have access to parental controls and device scheduling, all backed by an internet connection more reliable than finding both of those shoes before the school bus arrives. Sign up today and get 2 months of worry-free Wi-Fi free, plus free installation. Visit us at Blue Valley.
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-80s, then mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then some rain showers possible in a Friday night, otherwise staying clear with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Showers become likely in a Saturday, otherwise sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and more scattered showers possible in a Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers off and on throughout Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, and more scattered showers possible in a Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Still a slight chance for some rain showers into Monday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then scattered showers possible throughout Monday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Rain showers are likely throughout Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 60s, then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible into Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early September 83, record high on this date 102. The average low 57, the record low 43. Sunset this evening 7:47, sunrise in the morning 7:03.
Is a frozen dinner still a poor substitute for a made-from-scratch meal? It's not always a cut-and-dried answer. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org. You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 10th, the 253rd day of the year. Golf champ Arnold Palmer was born on this day, and in 1953, Swanson introduced a packaged meal they called the TV dinner. Frozen meal popularity has waxed and waned over the years, but today, the frozen food industry is experiencing a renaissance. Technological advances have made the quality of many frozen foods comparable to fresh. Americans are packing the fridge with everything from frozen pizza to scrambled eggs. Those looking for healthy options can find everything from tofu burgers to vegan lasagna. What can we say? But that's progress, we guess. There's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about everything online at almanac.com.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we go into week number two of college football across the state of Kansas, the athletic department at Emporia State University says that part of their stadium is still shut down due to ongoing structural issues. The athletic department announced it in a press release last week, going into week number one of football season, saying that the east side stands of the Francis G. Welch Stadium were now closed for last week, and they say this week as well they will be providing accommodations for fans, such as portable bleachers with the capacity to seat roughly 600 individuals in the north end zone area, along with the ongoing VIP tent capability of accommodating up to 75 individuals. In other news of Major League Baseball, Kansas City Royals taking a day off today before getting back in action tomorrow on Friday, September 11th. They start a three-game series on the road, taking on the Boston Red Sox. They've just wrapped up their three-game series at home at Kauffman Stadium this week against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Fox College Football Friday ignites the weekend with a border showdown as Missouri battles Kansas at 7. On Saturday, college football rolls on with Oklahoma and Michigan at 11, followed by Big 12 action as Arizona takes on BYU at 2:30. And on Sunday, the NFL is back with a doubleheader. The Bears battle the Panthers at noon, followed by the Commanders Eagles at 3:25. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
Week number one is in the books for college football across the state of Kansas, and the Kansas Jayhawk football team. As head coach for the Jayhawks, Lance Leipold, sat down to talk about what his choice looked like when he ended up choosing Isaiah Marshall as their starting quarterback for the season this year, and what they get to look forward to going further into the season.
Some really intangible things of growth and maturity, command of the huddle. I thought he threw the ball, though, a lot better in fall camp than he did in the spring. I think his vision in the running game is something that is truly special, that he can give us a dynamic. And of course, there's a balance of how much you run a quarterback and keep them healthy. But there are some things there that when the lights go on, Isaiah is a true competitor, and he has a history of making things happen, and we know he will for us as well this fall.
According to the head coach, he said that the other potential for quarterback, Colt Ballard, has handled the decision with maturity. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
High school volleyball scores from Tuesday night's action. Marysville Bulldogs on the road at Abilene split the doubleheader, going 1-1. Marysville loses the first game 2-0 while winning the second game 2-0. Now on the season, Marysville Bulldogs 2-6 will be in action this Saturday with a varsity tournament at Nemahal Central starting at 9 a.m. Around the Twin Valley League, the Lynn Bulldogs get the clean sweep over the Valley Heights and Donovan West Mustangs. Lynn defeats Donovan West and Valley Heights in straight sets, while Donovan West defeats Valley Heights in straight sets. Elsewhere, Blue Valley gets the sweep over Frankfort and Clifton Clyde, defeating both in straight sets, while Frankfort defeats Clifton Clyde in straight sets. The Axtell Lady Eagles get a clean sweep over the Washington County Tigers and Onega Buffaloes, both games in straight sets, while Onega defeats Washington County in straight sets. And in the lone duo duel from Tuesday night, Centralia defeats Hanover 25-22 and 25-15. League standings for the Twin Valley League sees Lynn, Centralia, and Axtell all still undefeated in league play, while Centralia and Lynn are undefeated on the season. Hanover comes out of Tuesday night's action 2-1 in league, while Blue Valley is 2-2. Everyone else in the league is 1-2 or 1-3.
Thursday sports, Marysville girls golf team at Walmego and the girls tennis team at Washburn Rural. Friday football action. Marysville at Clay Center, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Opposite Kansas, Missouri, live on FM 95.5, 6:30 pregame coverage. Saturday, Marysville at cross-country teams at Wamego. Marysville will host a freshman volleyball invitational, 9 a.m. Marysville High volleyball team at Nemahal Central Tournament. Frankfort hosts a volleyball tournament and Valley Heights in tournament action at Riley County.
With the best barbecue in town and sides everybody loves, check out Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Include a bit of texture and color in the landscape with the help of Red Leaf Mucktinea. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This low-growing perennial has large, fan-shaped leaves that emerge bright green in spring. By summer, the leaf edges turn red, and red streaks gradually creep in toward the center of the leaf. These streaks turn fire red in fall. Watch for clusters of small, white, star-shaped flowers that hover just above the leaves in mid to late spring. Hardy in zones 4 to 9, this cousin to coral bells prefers partial sun or dappled shade and consistently moist soil. Avoid hot afternoon sun, especially in areas with hot, humid summers. Include Mucktinea in perennial, woodland, shade, and container gardens. It makes a great ground cover or edge in a mixed border. Combine with other shade-loving plants like bleeding heart, coral bells, lungwort, and ligularia. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated therapy department that knows the importance of therapy, and we have employed therapy staff that are not contracted. Our staff are employees and work with hospitals with discharge plans and therapy outcomes. Our therapists also work at the Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. Please come by and look at our success stories. We have a high percentage of residents that come for short-term therapy after hospitalization and return home. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336 3528.
Joe Tarillo survived not one building falling on top of him, but two. Against all odds, he made a dash for his life in Lower Manhattan on September 11th, 2001. We look back 25 years on this edition of the American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Firefighter Joe Tarillo was standing near the South Tower when it began to collapse on September 11th, 2001. He ran toward a footbridge that might offer shelter.
As I'm running, it was like a scene out of The Wizard of Oz. And then at some point, the air pressure got so strong, they estimate like 200 miles an hour. It was like a tornado force that lifted me off of my feet. I never did make it to the footbridge. I ended up being blown face first into the street, and then a piece of steel hit me in the back of the head.
He was buried under debris. Rescuers found him, put him on a backboard, and took him to a boat to transport him across the harbor.
They put me on the deck of the boat. They're holding my head closed, and I heard them saying that I was going to die if I didn't get to a hospital. And then there was another loud rumble and a roar, and the people on the boat started screaming, "Oh, my God, here comes the other building." Now, they all jumped off the boat into the river.
He was about to be hit by the second tower.
And I just bent my index finger, luckily hit the release belt of the restraining strap, and I just stuck my hand out and found a doorway, and I jumped into the doorway not knowing it was the entrance to the long, narrow, steep stairway into the engine room, and I ended up diving headfirst into the engine room.
When people climbed back aboard the ship, they found Joe on the floor of that engine room.
The captain came down, took one look, said, "Let's get this boat out of here." And the boat was skipping across the river, but I didn't know where we were going. The boat ended up on the New Jersey side. Paramedics were waiting there. They came into the engine room. They put me onto another spine board. Next thing I know, I'm in an ambulance, and I wake up, I'm in an operating room.
The series concludes next time as we travel the countryside. In New York City, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an antique and collectible auction for Don and Phyllis Roberts Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. at 1002 D Street in Washington. Selling crocks and primitives, including 4-gallon Red Wing butter churn, 3-gallon Red Wing crock, 3, 5, and 6-gallon Western crocks, 5-gallon blue ribbon crock, plus other miscellaneous, including primitives. Lots of old vintage hand tools, lots of pocket knives. Furniture items include a glass ball foot organ stool, 4 and 5 shelf display cabinet, Duncan Fife table and 6 chairs, quilt rack and oak rocker, dishes and glassware. Outdoor items include a metal lawn chair, metal porch glider, wrought iron metal patio table with 4 chairs. Miscellaneous items. This antique and collectible auction for Don and Phyllis Roberts Saturday begins at 10 a.m. at 1002 D Street in Washington. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
The auctioneers will be holding the Donald J. Roach Auction Saturday, September 12th at 10 a.m. at the place south of Wymore on Highway 77. Selling includes a 2009 Dodge Avenger, a 1996 Dodge Dakota SLT, a 1939 Ford 9N tractor, a 2007 Arctic Cat four-wheeler, guns, power and hand tools, a large assortment of hardware items, household goods, yard items, and miscellaneous items. The Donald J. Roach Auction is Saturday, September 12th at 10 a.m. at the place south of Wymore. To see the complete sale bill with pictures, visit theauctioneers.us.
When you're out planting flower bulbs, put in a few stinking roses too. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. I don't know who gave garlic that silly name, but it's easy to grow as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
I planted some garlic bulbs last fall and was happy with the harvest this summer. Fresh garlic is so good with pasta dishes and it'll grow almost anywhere. Sandra Mason is an extension horticulturist at the University of Illinois. She says most people are familiar with the garlic bulbs at the grocery store, but just as store-bought tomatoes don't have the same ripe flavor as homegrown, garlic from your garden tastes better, and it's fun to experiment with different varieties and distinctive flavors.
Some of them are hotter. Some of them actually have kind of a nuttier flavor to them, and you find that people, after they start trying some, they end up with their favorites, and I think a lot of chefs actually have their favorites.
Mason says most chefs like the hardneck type of garlic. It produces better flavor and has a stem through the center called a flower scape. They have less of an outer bulb wrapper, which makes them more sensitive and reduces their shelf life. Softneck varieties have the white papery skin and under the right conditions can be stored for up to 9 months. No matter the variety you choose to grow, good soil with lots of compost makes a difference. Plant garlic in a big area, too, so it can spread out as it takes root.
What you're going to do is you'll get the bulb, and then those things have the individual cloves, and then you want to break those apart, and you want to do that right before you plant them. And then you're going to plant them about 3 or 4 inches deep, and then about 4 inches apart in the row, probably about 3 feet or so actually between the rows. So you want to give them plenty of space.
Don't be surprised to see some green shoots peeking out of the ground yet this fall. Garlic puts down roots and grows a bit before winter. Learn more about garlic varieties at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
School's in full swing, and life is getting busy. Homework, sports practices, and games plus activities. And somehow, parents are supposed to keep up with all of it. But in the middle of all that busyness, there's something we don't want to overlook. Helping our children grow in their relationship with God. At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, we believe our children aren't just the church of tomorrow. They're an important part of the church today. We want to help families give their children a faith that will go with them long after the school years are over. If you're looking for a church where your family can feel welcome and where faith in Jesus is more than just a Sunday routine, we'd love to have you join us for worship every Sunday morning at 10:45. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that's alive.
Ezekiel 16:49 says, "Now this was the sin of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters were arrogant, overfed, and unconcerned. They did not help the poor and needy." Hi, I'm Rob West with another Faith and Finance Minute. When people think of Sodom, they often remember its sexual sin. But Ezekiel draws attention to something we can easily miss. Abundance had made its people proud, comfortable, and unconcerned about those in need. Their prosperity became a wall instead of a blessing. It sheltered them from compassion and hardened them toward the vulnerable. Financial abundance can become spiritually dangerous when it makes us less attentive to those in need. God's provision is never meant to close our hearts, so ask Him to guard you from comfortable indifference and show you whom you can serve today. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use FaithFi app. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, from your app store or learn more at faithfi.com.
Waterville Housing Authority has multiple housing openings available immediately. 1 and 2 bedroom apartments available. Income-based housing, clean, maintenance-free, and all the freedom you crave for tenants of any age. Applications can be found on the Waterville Housing Authority Facebook page or contact Lisa at 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239 for the Waterville Housing Authority with immediate openings available.
A little history on the Farm Bill today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, "Will anything bad happen?" If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Senior Policy and Advocacy Advisor to the Farm Foundation, Stephanie Mercier, offers some history of the Farm Bill.
The Farm Bill is what it was called way back in the beginning when the first one was enacted, and that was back in 1933. At the beginning of the Depression, and it was mainly enacted in order to provide some help for farmers who were really hurting from the dual impacts of both the Great Depression and in the Plain States, the Dust Bowl.
Mercier says the Farm Bill is usually updated every 4 or 5 years, but the one we're on now dates back to 2018.
It's frustrating for me to watch it because the farm bills that I worked on, we did manage to come to an agreement. Didn't happen immediately, but we did get it done over time.
Farm bills historically have had pretty good bipartisan support. Not so with this one, says Mercier.
All the pieces of the farm bills fit together, but there's such rank partisanship in the current makeup of Congress. In a farm bill, the Democrats and Republicans will agree on 90% of the stuff in there. But the handful of things they can't agree on are the reason why we don't have a farm bill after 3 years of trying.
Still, Mercier is optimistic.
2018 farm bill was a good farm bill, but it needs updating, and hopefully they can get that done yet this year.
There's a link to more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Heisman Hardware Supply in Washington.
Summer mowing season is here. If your equipment needs an upgrade,
save 15% off all Pioneer lawn equipment at the Placement Barn and Ranch Supply in Washington.
Easy start and long-lasting 62-volt batteries make Pioneer equipment tough as a Kansas summer.
Get a 6-month warranty and 15% off all Pioneer lawn equipment.
Only at the Placement Barn and Ranch Supply in Washington. At the Placement Barn and Ranch Supply in Washington.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
For top-notch service for your vehicle, look no further than Honeyman Auto Sales and Service right here in Marysville. Expert care and maintenance with fast turnaround time to ensure your vehicle runs smoothly and safely. Don't compromise on quality and get back on the road today. This is Ty Lumley with Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You can find us on Facebook or stop by East Highway 36 in Marysville.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Persistent drought and hot temperatures across Kansas are placing heavy pressure on hay supplies, keeping inventories tight as producers look for alternative feeds ahead of winter. According to the Kansas Department of Agriculture and USDA Market News Service report for September 5th, overall demand and market movement remained steady, though individual regions showed distinct price points and activity levels. In southwest Kansas, demand and trade are moderate to good. Dairy alfalfa and grass hay stayed steady, while grinding alfalfa rose $10 per ton. Premium or supreme large square alfalfa bales bring $250 to $260 per ton, and ground alfalfa delivered locally to feedlots and dairies average $250 to $260. Sun-cured alfalfa pellets run $280 to $290, while blue-stem grass hay trades at $100 to $115 per ton. In south-central Kansas, trade is moderate with steady prices across dairy alfalfa and grass hay, while grinding alfalfa increased $10 and ground delivery hay rose $5. Premium or supreme large square bales command $250 to $260 per ton, with ground and delivered alfalfa priced at $245 to $255 per ton. Brome grass hay large squares are selling for $175 to $185. In southeast Kansas, trade ranges from slow to moderate with steady pricing across the board. Fair to good grinding alfalfa and large squares traded between $190 to $200 per ton. Blue stem grass hay sold for $100 to $110 in large round bales and $115 to $125 in large squares. In northwest Kansas, trade activity is slow to moderate with premium or supreme large square alfalfa ranging from $220 to $230 per ton and grinding alfalfa held between $205 and $215. And in north central and northeast Kansas, prices remain steady with slow to moderate trade. Premium dairy alfalfa sat between $1.20 and $1.30 per point RFV. Fair to good grinding alfalfa large squares sold for $195 to $205, and brome large squares brought $180 to $190 per ton. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration.
During the summer months, flies can cause severe stress and annoyance to your livestock, leading to decreased weight gain and milk production. One stop at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville solves all those problems. From fly tags, dust control, spray, pour-on options to liquid and solid feed solutions. Applicator options include cattle rubs and mineral feeder lids that coat the head of your cattle with insecticide. Protect your herd and livelihood this season with one stop at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Handle livestock through their point of view and you'll both be a lot happier. It's important to understand how animals literally see their world on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media.
Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Livestock quietly grazing in the pasture looks like an idyllic scene to you, but in the animal's mind, it's an invitation for predators. From poultry to goats to cattle and horses, all are considered prey species in the animal kingdom. Prey foraging behaviors such as grazing put the animal in a vulnerable position in terms of sight. Lissa Seafelt is an extension agricultural educator at the University of Wisconsin. She says livestock have adapted with eye placement on the side of the face rather than the front.
And what this does is it allows them to have a larger field of vision. They can detect things kind of more their peripheral vision a lot more quickly than a predator could because of where those eyes are placed. But it comes at a cost, and that cost is depth perception. So they have fairly poor depth perception about where things are in relation to distance from them.
Shadows on the ground can be perceived as a big hole, and going from sunlight into a dimly lit barn is like walking into a dark cave where a scary predator might be lurking.
We might need to light up that entrance point so that the animal can see inside and see that, oh, there's not this scary predator waiting to pounce on me as soon as I step into that dark area. You know, I think sometimes we take for granted the difference in lighting because our eyes are very good at adjusting accordingly. Our animal species also do that, but it might be to a slower degree.
Being aware of these natural tendencies can help animal handlers adjust their procedures. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about how animals see the world at agriculture.com.
Over the years, you've supported and helped grow Midwest products at Hanover. But with time comes change, and they're now Capital Ready Mix. From large-scale commercial concrete jobs to residential driveways and patios and ag projects along with precast concrete products, the Capital Ready Mix team is backed by exceptional service. Local, dependable, and proud to pour for the communities that have supported, call on Capital Ready Mix at 337-2252 with locations in Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. There are many safety concerns related to farming, including runovers involving tractors, implements, lawnmowers, or passenger vehicles. K-State Professor of Agricultural Safety and Health, Mitch Ricketts, explains where people can find approved procedures on how to safely hook up equipment.
Since one of the more common ways that folks get run over is when a worker on the ground is helping the operator attach equipment, we want to make sure that the operator and their helper are familiar with safe hitching procedures, and the operator's manuals of the equipment will usually give great detail on the safe hitching procedures for that particular equipment.
He says what people need to do when starting and going through the hitching process.
Before moving any equipment, walk around that equipment, make sure that, you know, sometimes children get into equipment sheds and we'll play and someone may be hiding there, but we want to walk around the equipment, make sure no one's in the way. If a coworker is helping us, that coworker needs to stay out of the path of that machine, especially as it's backing up. And if possible, use hand signals or a communication device such as a cell phone to help guide the operator as they're aligning the equipment. If the operator loses sight of that helper, the operator ideally will stop immediately until they find out where that assistant is. And then anytime the operator gets out of the cab or anytime a coworker approaches to make adjustments to complete the hitching, the operator is advised to put the machine in park or to shut off the engine and set the parking brakes.
There are various additions that can be added to equipment for safety, Ricketts says.
We want to make sure that the mirrors are well adjusted and maintained. If we're missing mirrors, you know, we want to talk with the implement dealer to see if we might be able to get replacements or look on the internet for replacements. In some of the newer equipment, now you can order some newer machinery with backup alarms. So those are very helpful. And even with some of the older machinery, there may be backup alarm retrofit kits that are available. This type of thing is also starting to happen with rear view cameras. So some of the newer equipment can be ordered with rear view cameras, and there are retrofits that will fit some type of machinery.
That was Kansas State University Professor of Agricultural Safety and Health, Mitch Ricketts, with what people hitching up equipment need to keep in mind for the safety of themselves and others on the farm. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through Thursday, as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market, we continue to have all higher numbers across the board, and they have been that way since the start of the trade day. Over in the seeds market, these numbers continue to climb higher, especially for the soybean numbers, as these remain all in the green. And over in the livestock, the cattle have fallen just a little bit. They are now mixed across the board, and the hogs, they remain mostly in the red. In the corn market, December corn up 3.25 and 5.31 even, and March also up 3.25. At 546.5. Kansas City wheat for December up 5.5 at 811.75, and March up 4.25 at 823.25. In the oats market, December oats up 6.75 at 377 even, and March up 6.25 at 390.25. In the bean market, November beans up 17.75 at 1327.25, and January up 17.5 at 1342.75. Soybean meal for October up 470 at 349.80, and December up 460 at 356 even. Soybean oil for October up $1.17 at 71.25. In December, up $1.21 at $71.78. In the canola market, November canola up $5.50 at $837.60, and January up $6.60 at $847.80. In the cotton market, December cotton up 64 cents at $87.92, and March up 67 cents at $90.32. Looking at the currencies, for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for September up 16 cents at $98.97, and December up 14 cents at $98.70. The euro for September is down to $1.16, and the same goes for December, slightly down at $1.16. And the Japanese yen for September is down to 64 cents, and December slightly down, but at 65 cents. And over in our afternoon stock market numbers, the stocks continue to fall as U.S. oil prices top $100, with the Dow Jones currently down 316 points at 52,064, the S&P 500 down 36 points at 7,599, and the NASDAQ is currently down 108 points at 26,144. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. High-performing fungicides play a critical role in modern crop production. They not only protect plants from harmful diseases like rust, blight, and mildew, but also help maintain plant health during key growth stages. That disease protection leads to stronger stalks, fuller leaves, and more consistent grain fill, which directly translates to higher yields and better quality. But it's not just about fighting visible disease. Many top-tier fungicides offer plant health benefits like stress tolerance and improved photosynthesis. In today's ag economy, where every input needs to deliver a return, using a proven, high-performing fungicide can be the difference between an average crop and a top-performing one. It's about protecting your investment, your yield potential, and ultimately, your bottom line. In addition to yield and plant health benefits, high-performing fungicides also support long-term sustainability. By keeping disease levels low, they reduce the need for additional interventions and help preserve the effectiveness.
The Placement Farm and Ranch Supply in Washington. It's a great time to step into a new pair of work boots at the Placement Farm and Ranch Supply in Washington.
Grab 15% off all U.S. boot inventory, from work to dress boots. Made in America, U.S. Boot makes high-value boots to ensure complete consumer satisfaction. And right now,
get 15% off any U.S. boot.
Only at the Placement Farm and Ranch Supply in Washington.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. With the U.S.-Iran war dragging into its seventh month, oil prices are rising and stocks are falling. The Dow Jones this morning gave up 250 points from its opening, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite were each lower by 0.4%. Wholesale prices rose last month at a faster clip than in July. The August producer price index showed a 5.4% rise from the same month a year ago. Tomorrow, figures on inflation at the consumer level will be published. Higher mortgage rates and rising home prices are keeping potential buyers on the sidelines. The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously owned homes fell 2% from July to August. Meanwhile, don't count out the legacy retailers. Same-store sales at Macy's rose 2.7% in the second quarter. That's the fifth straight quarter of growth. Sales for Macy's luxury Bloomingdale's label surged over 11%. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're tuned in to the Mustang Minute, an in-depth look at the happenings inside USD 498 Valley Heights. Available every Thursday at the end of the noon and 5 p.m. news blocks on KNDY Radio, or listen back anytime by finding the podcast tab at kndyradio.com. The Mustang Minute is a service of the Valley Heights Video Production Class and brought to you by Mustang Motors in Blue Rapids, the Route 77 corner stores of Waterville in Blue Rapids, and Sharp Manufacturing.
Looking for a spot to refuel you or the whole team? Make the Route 77 Corner Store your ultimate pit stop. From Hunt Brothers Pizza and Soft Serve Ice Cream in Blue Rapids to hand-breaded fried chicken and fish in Waterville, fountain drinks, snacks, and sweet treats. Save on fuel with the Dino Pay app every time you hit the road. To take a break or stay on the go, let the Route 77 Corner Stores of Blue Rapids and Waterville fuel you up for your next road trip.
Sharp Manufacturing in Blue Rapids. Building quality, locally produced custom trailers, wishing all Mustang athletes the best of luck this year. From start to finish, the best is what you'll get from Sharp Manufacturing. Check out their full line of high-quality enclosed cargo trailers and custom car haulers at sharpmanufacturing.com. The best and last trailer you'll need, Sharp Manufacturing in Blue Rapids.
Mustang Motors in Blue Rapids wants to get you into a new ride today. Whether it be a car, van, truck, Colby has it. And if it's not on the lot, they can find it. With easy financing options available and a warranty on everything that leaves the lot, you'll feel confident in your choice with Mustang Motors. Check them out online at MustangMotorsKS.com or stop by and check out what's on the lot in Blue Rapids. Mustang Motors, right on the highway, always right on the price.
Welcome back to the Mustang Minute. I'm Tessa Bigham, a senior at Valley Heights High School. Last Friday, the Mustang football team fell short to Salina Sacred Heart. Saturday, cross country was in Marysville. Lindsey Gray, Emma Warders, Riley Scala, and Langston Gray all medaled in their races. Monday, Valley Heights did not have school due to Labor Day. This week is homecoming. Tuesday, the Mustang volleyball team headed to Lynn to play D-West and Lynn. They fell short to both. Wednesday was Spikefest and Powder Puff with the bonfire afterwards. Today, junior high volleyball and football will take on Lucky at home. Friday, Valley Heights will be dismissed after lunch to head to the homecoming parade. That night, the football team will take on Donovan West. At halftime, the 2026 homecoming king and queen will be crowned. On Saturday, the volleyball team will travel to Riley County for a tournament. Thanks for listening to the Mustang Minute. I'm Tessa Bigham. Talk to you next time.
You've been tuned in to the Mustang Minute, a weekly look at the happenings inside USD 498 Valley Heights Junior Senior High School. The Mustang Minute airs every Wednesday at the end of the noon and 5 p.m. news blocks on KNDY Radio and is available anytime as a podcast to listen back under the podcast tab at kndyradio.com. The Mustang Minute is a service of the Valley Heights Video Production Class and brought to you by Mustang Motors in Blue Rapids, Sharp Manufacturing, and the Route 77 corner stores of Waterville and Blue Rapids.
This is 95.5 KNDY FM, Marysville, your home for today's country since 1988.